With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Unifor says pensions, wages, and transitioning workers to making electric vehicles are its priorities in upcoming talks with automakers. After the special auto council in London this week, National President Lana Payne says it's going to be a big year. Contract talks start in August, but Unifor hasn't said which company it'll bargain with first. WestJet and its pilots have reached a deal. Pilots were set to walk off the job early this morning, but word of the agreement came down less than 2 hours before the strike deadline. WestJet says it's ramping operations back up, but a full resumption of services will take time, and that deal still has to be ratified. In its first 2 weeks, Windsor's new SafePoint consumption site saw 24 clients. That's about what the health unit expected. There were no negative interactions. One client filled out an application for the Ontario Disability Support Program, and another one filled one out for housing. The health unit got an update last night. Canada's new gun bill, which bans assault-style firearms, increases penalties for gun smuggling, and tries to curb homemade guns, has passed in the House of Commons. The Canadian Press says it goes to the Senate next. Only the Conservatives opposed it, saying it targets law-abiding gun owners and not criminal gun violence. New sanctions could be announced today against Russia. The Prime Minister says 70 new sanctions will focus on those who support Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the human rights violations there. The Canadian Press says Justin Trudeau is in Japan for a G7 summit. Other G7 leaders are expected to announce their own sanctions. Heads up for drivers this morning. The annual Bike to Work ride is this morning. That starts at the Bike Kitchen on Monmouth Road at 7:30 and makes its way through Walkerville, ending at Jackson Park. The whole ride should take about 45 minutes. Just ahead of the long weekend, the City of Windsor is opening most of its splash pads today. 11 will be open from 8 to 8, except the one in Remington Park. It'll open when the pool does. And if you've been to the Park House Museum, maybe you've seen a ghost. Maybe you haven't. It is the oldest building in Essex County, and this week the 519 podcast team explores its spooky reputation. Catch that wherever you get your podcasts or at WindsorNewsToday.ca. 105-104 and the Windsor Express won game one of their final against London. The Nuggets beat the Lakers 108-103. 3-2 in fourth overtime for the Panthers against Carolina in the NHL, and the Jays lost to the Yankees 4-2. Clouds moving in later on this morning. We might get showers or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and this evening. 26 today, 14 overnight. Showers tomorrow morning, then sunny tomorrow, 17 and 23 on Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.